You're listening to Planet Flowstone. Planet Flowstone. Planet Flowstone.
Hello. What is up? What is going on? Planet Flossin, episode 7. Wow, milestone. We're hitting milestones like every episode. I'm like, the last one, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe we made it to 6. And now we're at 7. And that is something monumental. 14 weeks doing this. It's been a pleasure. It honestly has. I'm so happy to be back this week, and just get to play all the greatest music, and stuff like that, and, yeah, it's always so fun. I'm glad that I'm here, I'm glad that you're here. So what's up, what's new, what's going on? How have the last 2 weeks been? I feel like the last 2 weeks, for me personally, I've been like quite chill. You know, school's ended, semester's over, summer's starting, and I guess, yeah, if you have like a summer job, summer plans, what are people doing? What are folks doing this year? But regardless of what you're doing, I'm here for the next hour, so we will be dancing. The night away. I thought when I was like programming this episode, I was like, what am I gonna, like, literally I say this every week, like, but basically I like came to the conclusion, like, well, like, I was like thinking about like things and stuff like that, and I was like, okay, let's play some new stuff. Like, I feel like we haven't really touched on the whole house, techno, experimental, industrial, rave, you know, whatever you want to call it, all of that side of experimental music and whatnot. So I thought we would do some of that. So tonight's program, I thought we would do like a little bit of a
rave moment,
something like that, and some house, you know, lots of good good music, maybe some hardcore, maybe some experimental. We'll always experimental. And yeah, just just like that. But yeah, so basically, when I was programming this episode, I was like, like, what do I, you know, like, what kind of, like, vibe are we trying to do? Especially, I guess, well, yeah, in terms of the first song that we just played, that was it, from Oldingham, and it was Lay, really good. And so I'm like, thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, we're gonna need, like, what is the, like, intro feeling sort of thing. I'm thinking, and I'm like, I wrote this down. I'm like, you know, when you're like 2 hours long to like the like after hours or something like that, and like, or like the rave or something, and you're like, you're with your friends, everything's going off, and everyone is just already there, and they're having a good time, and you're having a good time, you just came from another thing, and you're there, and it's just like euphoric, you know. And that's kind of what I wanted to the tonight show to be, I guess, you know. Enter the void or whatever, but enter the rave. So anyways, I guess, yeah, on that note, we're gonna be like a little bit of like a rave connoisseur or something of the sort, because, you know, we deserve it. It's time to chill out, time to have fun. Maybe not so much chill, but time to dance, time to have fun. So, without further ado, I feel like the perfect next song, I guess it's our next one, is Red Slut in the Night featuring Kilborn, the S-Duck remix. Let's go. Let's go.
In the night.
Wow. Incredible. Literally incredible. That was Ressla Kilbourn Estok remix of In the Night. Absolutely amazing. Truly, like, absolutely amazing. Like, I literally, I'm speechless. I'm at a loss for words. It's just, it's so good. Amazing. If you're just joining us, if you're just joining us now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're tuned in to Planet Philosophy with me, your host, Warren. On this beautiful Tuesday evening, Tuesday night. And yeah, that was a banger. That was a heater, if I do say so myself. So I think we have to go straight into another heater. Without too much time in between. So next up, we have another heater, another banger, another just amazing track to keep us in the mood, keep us going, keep us dancing. And yeah, so without further ado, it's Tears by Boy Harsher, but it's the Minimal Violence remix. We love it always. So yeah, let's keep going, and I'll see you after the song. Bye-bye.
join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. Is anyone there? Just kidding. Hi, we're back. Back to it. Back on Planet Philostan. You just listened to Tears by Boy Harsher, but the Minimal Violence remix, which I absolutely adore, absolutely love. But yeah, anyways, hi, how's everyone doing? It's been, what, 5 minutes since we last spoke? Crazy. Can you guys hear that? There's this little buzz in the background. It's my, like, neighbors doing, like, garden work or something, you know? Like, the weed whacker? Or, you know, yeah, it feels very much like, you know, suburbia, you know, or just, you know, neighborhood. So, yeah, if you can hear that, maybe we could sample it. It could just be like, now it's a thing in the show. It's just, you know, sample the weed whacker. But yeah, cool. I feel like you guys can hear it. So I'm just speaking, you know, out in the distance. But anyways, okay, so cool. So when I was listening to that song, I had like so many like realizations for some reason, you know, another moment like that, or just things like started clicking for some reason, like completely off topic. Like, you know how like stuff like that happens, like music, you know, there's like a note and then you see a bunch of colors and you start, you know, thinking about things. That's me. I'm very much someone like that. I think I googled that one time. I think it's like an actual thing, like when you like press down and you see colors on a note and you like something. I mean, like, it doesn't like actually happen, but I don't know, I feel like there's you know, there's something there, something's happening. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but anyways, yeah. So I was thinking about during the song, I was like, okay, like what I was like no, I was thinking back to like our last episode. So last 2 weeks ago, episode 6, I broke down a song of mine that I had made. It was like just a demo, but I was like, you know what, we should be like more like sound design on the show. So I was like thinking, and I hope everyone loved it, you know. I'm always like wondering if I should be like in dialogue with other episodes on the show, or like make like the episode its same. And it's like really funny because I'm always like, oh, I need something like completely like unique and different, and like, yeah, like completely, yeah, you do. But we can also like talk about things that have happened in the past, especially if you've been listening the whole time, or if you maybe like going through like the CITR archive, the catalog, and you're just going like song or like episode by episode, and you are now here, you now are on episode 7. So I'm thinking back, and it's so funny. And just like thinking, like, should this be like a TV episode where it's just like, you know, like Gravity Falls or like The Simpsons or something, when you're just like, oh, like every episode is different, and not like a drama like the one I'm watching. I started binging it. I started Killing Eve, a few days ago, and I think I'm already on the loft. Season is really bad. I know my roommates are also watching a bunch of shows and stuff like that. But anyways, okay, back to the sound design stuff. For some reason, I started thinking about, like, arpeggiators and, how you can just make new sounds, like, just, like, because first I was thinking about, like, drum programming and, like, how there's, like, credits for people who program drums. And then I was like, oh, arpeggiators, and then I was like, drums, and then I was like, arpeggiators, and then I was like, background music, and because we do, I put, like, background music on a bunch of this stuff, so it's like, why don't we break it down, we do something a little bit like that again. I was just, like, curious, like, what it would sound like to arpeggiate the drums in the background, so I'm gonna do that right now, and let's just do, like, a simple one. Let's do, like, a level two? I think two steps. Let's do that. Whoa. Okay. I kind of love that. It's kind of genius, you know. But if you want to know what I did, I basically just put, so I had like a MIDI track and I put on just a regular drum kit. I really love using the Kimbo kit on Ableton. That's the DAW that I work with. So I'm always, you know, looking for good kits and stuff like that, and I know you can build your own and stuff like that, but it's just really my go-to, because, you know, it sounds good filtered, and it sounds good with the arpeggiator, and it sounds good when it's saturated, so yeah, that's my go-to kit. But basically what I just did, I put on an arpeggiator on the MIDI track on the Kimbo kit, and then I just offset it by 2, so I had already, like, made, like, a little beat pattern and stuff like that, and then I offset it, and then I made this style to be up and down. I didn't hold anything, or I didn't press anything else, and it made that, and I think that is chef's kiss. Really good little loop. I don't know how many, or how long it should go, but maybe we'll throw it in the background. We'll do that. But yeah, okay, that is just a bit of an aside. We'll go back to our regular schedule programming. I hope everyone is loving it so far. Enter the rave, have fun, dance, oh my goodness, it's summer, stuff like that. Keep thinking, keep having those realizations. While you're listening to this music, I hope it's good, I hope everyone is dancing and doing the thing to it. But yeah, okay, next up we have another, okay, so Minimal Violence, also Canadian, based in Germany, and stuff like that. So we'll hit up some more Canadian talent. We'll get into some KCMQ, Wings Are Growing. Let's hit it, let's do it, let's get back, let's get back to dancing. Right about now. Thank you. And we're back, Planet Flossin, on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're just joining us now, hello, what's up, what's going on? I hope your Tuesday night is beautiful, amazing, and fun. That was, well, what you just heard was Wings Are Growing by KCMQ, Toronto-based. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. One of the founding members, I guess you could say. Yeah, you definitely, it's factually correct. of Club Quarantine, the online, little club party fun time. I know that was really, really a good time. There's so many people that got in on it, and it's still going, so it's crazy. Catch them when they're on. Amazing. But okay, so what I was thinking about previous, or I want to talk about again, so basically this whole arpeggiating the drum thing that we just did before the song, I actually made a little bit of a typo, a little bit of an incorrect. I said up and down as a style, but it's actually up down, and there's a distinction between the two, so I didn't want to falsify anything or anything like that. But also, what was really cool is I found that out watching, or how to do that, or just these ideas behind arpeggiators and stuff like that from the Nathan McKay tutorials that he used to do on his story. Another amazing Toronto artist popping off in Berlin and whatnot. But basically, he would I think it was almost a year ago now, but I think he still has, I'm not on Instagram anymore, but I'm pretty sure the last time I saw it, it was in his highlights, and he was doing this thing, I guess it was a collaboration with Ableton or something like that, and he was just telling or showing people what to do. And one of the things he said, he's basically he was just slap an arpeggiator on it, and it's a whole new thing. And it's so true, because you can get all of these incredible sounds, and incredible just I guess programming and sequences and stuff like that from just the most simple thing. You put it on an offset 2 and it's a completely different rhythm and stuff like that. I know this might be a little, if there's any people or if there's anyone I guess that's listening that is more advanced and stuff like that, this is probably a basic MIDI effect that you put on, but it is still amazing, and I use it all the time. So quick tricks on Planet Boston on how to make something fresh and fun and new and cool. and just producing more complex cool things. But yeah, okay, cool. I guess that was all that I wanted to say about maybe sound design today. I feel like we have to get back in the rave and stuff like that. Also, I always come back to ideas or whatever, but I was thinking, when I was saying at the beginning, you are coming in and you're just at the after hours and everyone is around you and stuff like that, and that's the feeling that I want. I feel like that's a great feeling, but it's also the feeling when you're walking down the stairs, or you're really going into a crowd of people. I feel like that's so euphoric and so fun. So I hope that people are feeling the same way. And yeah, albeit all of the noise that's been happening, the weed whacker and now I think my laptop is overheating a little bit. I think I need to give it a break. no, I'm sure it's just because I have too many photos on it or something like that. Anyways, okay, let's keep the Canada let's keep the local artist thing a trend, and let's pop into some Marie Davidson with Burn Me. And I first heard this track because it was off of her album a few years ago, actually, which is a little bit older now. I think it was 2018. But when I first heard it, I was wow, I need more of this. It's it starts off very dark, and it's just it's nice. I like it. I think it's a great track, and I think that we should listen to it probably right now, which is probably a great idea. So let's get into it, Marie Davidson. Burn me on Planet Boston. We'll be right back.
at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heck and want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Wow, so good. I literally, like, the bass in that song, the, like, lows, it's, like, it literally, like, was shaking my room. It's so good. I love that song. I could cry to it. It's, like, that good. It's, like, all the emotion is really there for me. But, yeah, Marie Davidson, Burn Me, amazing. Literally amazing song. And yeah, Montreal based excellence, honestly, so good. I just can't stop thinking about it. It's just so good. You know it's good when it shakes the house. It like starts vibrating the floors. You're like, what's going on? Just kidding, it's Burn Me by Marie Davidson. But yeah, okay, cool, amazing. We're doing good. I think we're having a great time. I'm having a great time. Just, you know, talking and stuff like that. I think I'm gonna keep this interlude, this little break, a little bit short. I want to get into a few more songs tonight. I do have some long songs tonight. I was thinking of playing a 7-minute song and then another 5-minute and a 5-minute and, you know, all of those songs. But yeah, without further ado, let's get into Authentically Plastic with their song Dividual. Absolutely amazing. And yeah, let's jump right in. We'll be right back. You're listening to Flosten, out of Kampala, Uganda. Amazing track, so much fun, so much energy, you know, the best for tonight's show. But yeah, so earlier I was talking about, or before the break, or before the song, I mean, I was talking about how I have a few songs that I wanted to play that were a bit longer, and yes, I really want to jump into them really quickly so that we do have enough, I think we'll have enough time, we'll definitely have enough time for them. But anyways, so yeah, so I was thinking of playing an old track, actually. From Juliana Huxtable, their remix of Lion Song by Bjork, which is really amazing. It is a seven minute track, and I do really want to get into it. And then after that, we have an Okilu edit of Defeat, which is really good, and that's what I want to end off the night with. I feel like that's it's a really great track to, like, you know, be like, send off. Time to log off, time to go home. Kind of an ending track like that. It very much peaks, and
it's really good. It's
really fun. So that's what I want to do. That is what the program is for the rest of the night. Two more songs on episode 7 of Planet Flosten. Yay! So much fun. Literally the best part of the week. For me, you know, playing around, doing a little
loot
on Ableton, my little DAW that I use. I also really want to try to, like, jump around on DAWs, but I don't know how hard it is, because I've already learned so much on this free trial of Ableton, that it's kind of just, like, I know, like, so many people in the industry use Logic. And Logic, you know, just like the older sibling, maybe, older sibling of GarageBand. Without further ado, let's jump into Lion Song, Juliana Huxtable remix of Bjork, because it's really good, really fun. I feel like it's definitely, like, it's good for right now. So yeah, let's get into it.
Either way.
joy peak, humor peak, frustration peak, anything peak for clarity.
And we're back. Planet Floston on CITR 101.9 FM. If you love that, then I'm glad. Because I really loved it too. It's also like, so what we just listened to, Lion Song, Juliana Huxtable remix of Bjork. And it's a 7-minute song, but it really doesn't, it doesn't feel like, you know, like it's like 7 minutes. It feels like it's... Well, I mean, it's amazing. I could literally listen to it forever. It sounds like it's shorter, I guess, you know? It feels like it's, I want more. I, like, still want more. It's, like, so good. It's, like, you know, really gets me, it gets me. I think I would say. But, all right, okay, so, Planet Floston, episode 7. Amazing. We're almost done. And, yeah, it's been amazing. being with you guys this week. Only for an hour, but there's another hour coming up in 2 weeks. Episode 8 of Planet Flossin. That's insane. We're really getting up there. I'm just going to say that like every episode. Every episode I'm going to be like, wow, episode 8, Planet Flossin, we're getting up there. It's going to be amazing. You guys know what to expect. But yeah, also when we were listening to some Bjork, I can't get it out of my head. I always think about the meme, the Arca meme with Bjork, and it's the one where it's like this like fake like Instagram account like messaging this person trying like pretending to be Bjork, and it's like, if you haven't seen it, it's like the funniest thing, and it's like it sends you like, well, it sent someone, I guess, well, it's probably fake, whatever, but it like sent someone a message request, like the account, and it was like, hi, this is Bjork, please give me like all of your credit card information, like something's happened, blah blah blah, and then it's like, Ark is here too, and then it's like all of this like really obscure writing, and it's like, hi, this is Ark. And it's truly the funniest thing. I wish I could just like show it to people right now. I keep forgetting like this is like a vocal medium and we're just like not on camera, because I feel like we're always on camera with like Zoom and stuff now. So funny, if you Google it, you'll probably be like, Arca Bjork, the hi, this is Arca meme. I remember it was floating around. I'm pretty sure Arca like shared it too. I'm pretty sure she thought it was funny, because it's quite funny. But yeah, okay, cool. I am so happy with how this turned out. A little rave moment for today. Quite the dance party. I was also thinking, we gotta break out the DJ gear. I think we need to start making some mixes for the show. I feel like that would be like a lot of fun to do. Get back into like re-download Serato or whatever, and you know, beg for my subscription back after canceling it or something like that. But yeah, okay, I guess without further ado, I will close out the night with our last song that I might have to use my French for. It was by Okelu, the Matusalem edit of Defeat, which is très, très amazing. I literally forget all of my French from high school, but we did that for, I literally think, 10 years. But anyways, cool. I'll send it out. I hope everyone have an amazing rest of your Tuesday night. Dance the night away. Have so much fun in the next coming weeks. I know there's so much sun on the way. Spring is here. Summer is almost here. If you're on break, then congratulations. I'm so happy. If you just graduated, congratulations. That is incredible. If you will be graduating, great. If you're up to other things, then I hope everything is really good in your life. And I hope everyone has an amazing few weeks. And I'll see you back here on CITR 101.9 FM. On Planet Flossin with me, your host, Oren, in 2 weeks' time for another episode where we will be talking everything experimental, electronic, techno, house, PC music, you know, put it in there, hyperpop, all of that kind of stuff, all of the good stuff, and yeah, maybe some sound design, and you know, we'll have a great time. But for now, I will leave you with the song, and yeah, have an amazing, amazing week and rest of your night. Alright, it is me signing off.
Hey, this is Taylor Morey from Deadweight Citizens Brigade, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.